Chris, fantastic to be back in the scheme of things with the Cockatoos, and great to come here to Singleton. But yeah, never can get enough of playing for the country, can you?
No, that's exactly right. The old black and gold, mate, never goes astray, and it's always good fun and good to meet new fellas, and that's what it's about, just upskilling your skills that you got and meet new fellas along the way.
What about the New Holland Cow Eagles? Of course, we've had a change of competition there, and how are things at the Eagles this year? You've got the esteemed Cole Jeffs coaching you. Very, very resplendent in the singlet at training too in the pre-season, but that's an image that maybe not a lot of people want to see. But how have you enjoyed the whole season with the Eagles?
Yeah, it's been good. We had a bit of a slow start to the season. We didn't have many trial games, so we used our first three games as trial games, and that's when Collie's experience came into play, and he really hit home and told a few home truths to a few blokes and told us to step up. And we see ourselves as underdogs, but we got to stop seeing ourselves as losers of the competition. So that's where we're really starting to excel now, believe in ourselves, and we're going forward from there.
Well, the great news is your ladies have done a nice job under Inga, and she's now moved on to be vice captain and captain at the time there for the Super W Waratahs team. That must be fantastic to see that the town's getting that recognition from Inga doing all the hard work, but by the same token, all the other ladies have done a great job being part of the Corellas and the like.
Definitely, yeah. That's a real thing, that for representative honours and all that sort of stuff, that we show that we are good enough, we can compete and we can produce good players, and Inga's a fine example of that, and she's gone on to win a competition, an inaugural competition, so good luck to her. She's a credit to Cowra and a credit to herself.
Yeah. What do you do for a crust in the great metropolis that is Cowra?
I've gone back from a year up north, from North Queensland, and then walked into a job at Landmark as a merchandise. So, heavily involved within the rural sector, and it's something I'm pretty passionate about. And she's a bit dry at the moment, but hopefully we get a bit of rain sooner rather than later.
Great news also is finally that we've got a Shoot Shield game coming there on the 30th of June, with Eastwood up against North. Of course, Mr. Sinclair and Mr. Webster have helped themselves with a very large financial donation, but it's great to see. It's about time, because there's been one in Orange and there's been one in Barrel, and there have been ripping successes, and there should be more of it. I understand it's easy to kick New South Wales rugby, but the Intra-Super Shoot Shield clubs are a separate sort of entity, and they've got to get a bit more focus, because they don't have any lack of country players in their teams.
No, exactly. That's and it's full credit to the Shoot Shield for doing that and coming down. I know East did a trial game at Canoundra. They were doing it a bit tough there, so they tried to get a bit of momentum there in that town. Full credit to them. It's something great for each town that's hosted one, and something that Cowra is very much looking forward to, and a bit of a curtain raiser for us boys, and that's got to get the blood pumping sooner or later, don't
I? Yeah. Well, hopefully we see more of it. Chris, great to see you. Great to see you going to be in the gold shirt this year for the Cockatoos, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.